Felix One, Rocky Took a Lover on RT Radio 1, and big news and good news for music lovers, because there is a festival of sorts happening the first weekend in October, and Paul Noonan from Felix One is on to tell us about it. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm very well, Ray. How are you?
You're coming in loudly and clearly. That's a great yoke, whatever you have there.
It is. It is.
So is it a festival? What is it?
It is a festival. It is a festival in County Meath, in the heart of the Boyne Valley, in Dunderry, on the grounds of Dunderry House.
Right.
So it's myself and C-Matt and Junior Brother playing music, but there'll also be spoken word and traditional music and little nooks and crannies around the gardens. There's 25 acres of beautiful grounds there, so it'll be, you know, a sort of coming out, blinking into the light. It's the first time I'll be playing in a while, so I think everyone is gagging for such a
gagging is the thing, word. You know? Everyone is gagging for it. How many people?
100 people.
Right.
So small.
I know. Little steps, Paul.
Yeah.
Because like how many like Electric Picnic and like they're like 30,000.
Yeah,
and now you've 100
and this
people.
Is a 25-acre site, so right. We'll be spread out.
I think you're okay
distance.
With the old 2-meter thing, are you?
yeah. So it's the 2nd and 3rd of October. So there are two nights. So in each night with 100 people.
Right. And do they stay up there, or do they travel there, or what? The story?
No, there's no camping. There's people travel to the site, and the site is open from 4 o'clock, so people can explore the gardens and sort of. I think one of the, you know, apart from music, one of the things we've turned to in this time is nature, and the idea of sort of hanging out for a few hours, eating some nice food, and then to see the gig. The gig is in a tent. It's covered, but with socially distanced seating.
Yeah. Officially, people from Dublin won't be able to go, will they? With the restrictions? No, I don't think so.
October 2nd and 3rd?
I don't think so. It's 3 weeks.
No.
It's three weeks. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, but I'd say anyway, you'll be oversubscribed with just 100 people. SOFFT, Soft Nights, it's called. And if people want to find out more, it's soft with two Fs. productions.com/ tickets, and you'll be there, and C-Matt and Junior Brother. You've been busy enough during lockdown.
I have, yeah. I think the first few weeks, as we all felt, was a bit of a what the hell is this, and I think I sort of retreated into, I found it very hard to create and to make anything new in that time. I think I kind of retreated into familiar songs and songs of comfort for myself. So I was learning songs on the piano and posting them. I think at that time as well, songs took on gravity and they took on sort of meaning beyond it that they would in peacetime. You know, songs like Together in Electric Dreams had that sort
classic.
Of real weight to it. You know?
Did a lovely version of that. You're a great,
thank you.
You're a great interpreter of songs. And I see Felix One put out Boys of Summer.
Yes.
And a great, great version of that as well.
And because RTE used it for a promo for the Sunday game for the summer that wasn't, I suppose. And they had amazing footage of great GAA moments past. And it was really emotional. Like it was very, a very moving thing to sort of match that music with all that footage.
Yeah. And you also discovered children's songs.
I did.
Green Eggs and Ham was popular in our house, actually, as it happens during the summer as well.
Oh,
can you give us a couple of bars of that just to entertain our listeners?
See, we made it into I was, you know, home with the kids, and music has always been part of their lives. So we started a Facebook stream of a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock,
right,
just when parents are reaching the end of their tethers. And because a part of it for me was I'm just finished a master's in music therapy in the University of Limerick. And when lockdown happened, I was on a placement in a school here in the inner city, working with very young children in the inner city. So when schools were shut, we went home on the Thursday and you know, haven't seen the kids since. But I tried to continue it, I suppose, online, and made sure the school knew that we were doing this online gig, I suppose it was, for kids of a Friday afternoon. So it felt like it was some way of staying in touch with the kids.
There's another Paul who says, can you thank Paul Noonan for all the Friday afternoon kazoo gigs during the lockdown? It was a wonderful entertaining distraction from what was and still is going on. So you sang a few Bellex One songs, but you also sang children's songs, and you did sing Green Eggs and Ham from Dr. Seuss.
We took a few books, classic books like Green Eggs and Ham and Where the Wild Things Are, and we made them into songs. And I actually did, having done those Friday afternoon shows, the Dublin Fringe Festival got in touch and said, would I put together a show in the flesh? So the last weekend, I actually did two shows here in Dublin to, again, socially distanced audiences of children. And we did those songs there.
And the music therapy, Paul, was that with a view to having something in your back pocket? Because the music industry is so precarious, or was there some other reason?
It was just a sort of maybe extending myself a bit beyond my comfort zone, learning new things, learning to use music differently. You know, writing music and performing can be a bit narcissistic. Right. You can get a bit mad about yourself. Right. And I thought, like, music therapy is using music in clinical settings to help people, put simply. So I thought, I read a book by Oliver Sacks, a neurologist, who talked really interestingly about music and the brain and how that works. And I thought I wanted to learn more about that.
So that was the impetus then. You after reading that book, you went and studied.
I did, yeah.
Right.
And it was amazing, right? I had some great placement. I worked with people in the hospice in Harold's Cross, people at the end of their lives who wanted to speak to that and to write songs about their lives. And I helped people do that. And I was working, had a placement with adults with intellectual disabilities, again, helping them to communicate and I suppose just play music and express themselves. And so it's an amazing thing.
And what will happen with it now when we get back to some sort of normality? So will you go back to the play school where you were?
I look for work.
As a music therapist.
I'll put myself out there as a music. I would love to practice like part time. You know, to me, it's an as opposed to an instead of. Like, I'll always make music with a band and with myself and with whatever other projects come along. And I think, you know, it's another way of using music.
Yeah. And what about all your colleagues and friends and co-workers in the music industry? It's a very rough time.
It is. It is, yeah, on lots of levels. I mean, obviously, incomes have been decimated, but also our ability to connect and share our music and feel that buzz of a gig. And it's a bleak time, I suppose. And you know, the implication initially was, Jesus, lads, go ahead and do something else. It's gone.
Yeah.
It was insulting and wrong. And I know that they rolled back on that idea. But, I mean, it'll come back, whether we'll be thousands of people crammed in small spaces again, I'm not sure. But
I think that will come back eventually.
Yeah.
It's not a forever.
It's hard to imagine.
It's not a forever.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, but it will, you know, we have to hope that it will come back to that.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Because we realise now how much we miss that sort of communal thing, and you up there on the stage and all of us singing the words to your songs and, you know, all that. It's just so simply lovely, emotional, and we miss
it
that.
It is. Yeah. And there's no substitute for it either, because with recorded music, I think, has changed so much over the last couple of decades, I suppose, with advances in technology and with streaming and with the fact that you can get all music ever recorded on your phone.
And the other thing is,
there's no substitute for live music.
No substitute whatsoever. Soft Nights, softproductions.com, the first weekend in October up in Dundarry Park. And Paul will be there, and C Matt and Junior Brother and other things and food. Paul, mind yourself. Thanks so much for taking our call today.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. Right now. That's it from us. Philip Outer Hayes is on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.